Need a new dependable set of tires for your summer road trip?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Come give Independent Tire Dealers your hometown tire team a visit. With more than 50 locations on both sides of the river, there's an Independent Tire Dealer near you. With over 20 recognizable brands to choose from, featuring the top of the line Kumho tires, there's a tire to fit your needs.
Tim, you're exactly right.
Every Independent Tire Dealer location is locally owned and operated. Visit ITDroll.com or call 877-ITD-ROLL and find the location near you. ITD, someone you can trust.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7-9 St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. And Doug, you said, well, you know, I'd really like a good one today. And so the Seamaster said, I'll cook one up for you.
What do you get?
Derek Gould will be with us at 8 o'clock on the Cardinals Spirit win last night. And S.E. Cup, conservative columnist and commentator, will be with us at 9 o'clock. Probably, I would confidently say our most acclaimed political guest so far in the 2016 election season. Both those on the left and right enjoyed our discussion with her maybe a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So she will be with us coming up at 9 o'clock. That is your Tease Farms Captain's Log. That Tease Farms is the official shrub of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, just like Salt and Smoke, for example, is the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So, Doug, that's what we have for you. I hope that's okay. I don't know if it's okay, but that's what we have for you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You guys take it from here. I'm just not going to be much good.
First of all, can we say welcome back, Doug? We've missed you.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to be much good to you today. It takes a while to come back from a few days off. I'll be a little rusty, a little slow out of the gate.
Give a hot take or something.
You weren't. Going over your show notes, but I said, Doug, what'd you do on your vacation? And he said, booze, booze, and more booze.
Mm. No, sir, I don't drink much. I did golf for the first time all year. I said, I'm going to try.
I thought you had a bad shoulder.
I do have a bad shoulder. My son,
when Greg, starts undulating.
Greg wanted to play golf, so I said, okay, I'll try it. So we went to that Lodge of the Four Seasons course there.
Of course.
9 holes.
And you shot a 2-over. Nicely done.
No. I had like a 45, and that's taking some liberties with some lies along the way. I generally don't hit a ball if it's got a bad lie. I move it up a little bit. That's what I do. So there.
Well, the cat wasn't really.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go after him, though, feel
free.
Yeah,
well, I don't play a lot of bad lies.
I'm just glad you had fun. You deserve a little fun in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You work hard.
Yeah.
So go ahead and play hard.
This old Greg Vaughn, he's not such a good player.
Oh.
He'll hit the ball a long way occasionally. Sometimes he'll stand up and hit it, you know, 300 yards down the middle.
Is that right, really?
And then the next time, you know, duck hook left, major slice right. He played one hole, and he was all over the course. So what you have on that one? He said, well, I think I had a 12 on that. You had a 12. What about the 4 you hit in the woods? We counting those? No, sir. So it was,
well, I was about
a 16.
To tip my cap to him that he would put a 12 on the scorecard.
Yeah, he had a 12.
Because some people cap, which I understand. It's fine. If you're not playing for money, people can do whatever the hell they want. At least that's my rule. I apologize. Go ahead.
Did you ever see the commercial where the kid is smoking pot and they go, where did you learn that? From you. Well, I think the fact that you're going to change your lie all the time and not be apologetic about it, John sees that. And then so he figures one of the Vaughn crew.
Yeah.
Figures he can go ahead and break the rules too because Dad does it.
I just play winner rules. Winner rules, you know, you can improve your lie a little bit. And the weather was tough out there. It was probably upper 80s and sunny. So I think that was...
Those aren't scoring conditions.
No, not for me. Yeah, I'll bump the ball up a little bit. I don't make any bones about that.
Where do you draw the line with dishonesty? Where your son, Greg or John... We'll pick up on it.
If you're playing for money, if you're playing a skins game or something, then you play honest. But if it's just you hacking around, Play whatever rules you want to play by.
Let me ask you. You have a drive straight and long. Mm. You turn to your son and you said, have you ever said, knocked it stiff?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Good for you. I probably said that time or two.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have.
You know, we had in yesterday, we had Dan, who was...
PGA Pro Dan, who Big nice Al guy. Is very pissed at right now.
Yeah, and he is a Tim Lemming, and there is some sort of backlash that when Dan says Tim hits a wedge, what, 130?
135 yards. That really upsets some listeners people. For some reason.
Yeah.
And then he brought in extra hats, golf hats, nice ones.
Did he?
And then Charlie got all bent out of shape about which one he was getting, so I let him have them all. Here you go.
Well, that showed him.
He's bent out of shape.
Guys, Doug hits his wedge 180. Is that true?
No.
That'd be a long way.
No, I wind up hitting a lot more club than I think I'm going to need now. Try to swing easy. That usually serves me best. If I'm 150 out now, I don't even hit the 7-iron. I go like a 5-iron. And I'm still short, really? Off of the nut.
You know. Well, you don't play. Plus, you got the bad shoulder. I mean, those are factors.
Yeah.
As long as you had fun. I am fascinated by your family dynamic, again, because I think your sons are all good people. You did a good job raising them. Let's say you're out to dinner. You're like, Golden Corral, or wherever you go, and the menus are passed out. Do you say to your family, you know what? Order anything you want, boys.
They don't need me to say that. They take the liberties of always doing that anyway. I've never
Did John
once...
Vaughn go on the trip? The whole crew?
No, he had to work. He didn't go.
Greg Vaughn and Nick Vaughn.
Yes.
Two Vaughn boys.
Yeah.
That's but still a handful.
I don't think they've ever perused the menu and said, you know what, that's $23. I better not get that. I'll get the $15 chicken dish. No. They just get whatever.
Do you ever Periscope a family gathering?
No.
I would watch that.
No. Do you?
No.
Well, no, I would never do that.
I would like to see you interact with your boys. Your kids are good kids and characters. That would be a fun thing to watch. Don't you agree?
No, and here's my reasoning. And it's not because of that. It's because the comments that would go on the left side would somehow bring innocent private civilians who are Doug's family members who he would die for, and somehow some asshat would, at least one, would... say something that would probably infuriate Doug and any of us associated with the show.
That's a good point, Tim.
It'd be more than one. It would be 50 or 60 of them. It'd be almost every comment.
The last Periscope that I watched, and I'm not big on watching those, but you and a family member were riding some ATV just around town.
Yeah,
just a couple
in Georgia. It was down in Georgia.
You're a traveling guy.
Yeah.
Guys, the 135-yard pitching wedge is good, not great. You would have never thought what was just a comment, just like, but when you talk about how far you hit a golf ball, a few guys will really, really let you have it.
And here's
I had no idea.
So
doesn't matter what you score; it's how far you hit it.
That's true. So Tim did business with Dan because Dan helped him with some of the mechanics on the swing.
I would get the blister on my thumb, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like that. Although, you see, the extra friction was curious.
I don't understand that.
So he got a new set of sticks. And then this guy, Dan, who also brought in hats for Charlie.
Hats for bats.
Gifted him a sand wedge.
Really?
A sandy.
Free.
A sandy.
No fooling.
That's right. I didn't use the new clubs yesterday, though.
Why?
I was in a rush once I got there, and I was just like, I'm just going to stick with what I know, even though I'm sure I would play better, you would think, anyway, with a new club. So
you played yesterday, did you?
I did.
Where'd you play?
At Algonquin, and I need to show you this, because upon my arrival, Doug, I posted this on the fan pin, for those of you who'd like to join us, the TMA fan page. You see it?
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
It says, "Welcome to Algonquin Country Club, Tim McKernan, guest of Eric Stisser," on my locker. And then somebody walked by and vandalized that sign and put hashtag free dotem. How's that make you feel? Even in the Algonquin Country Club locker room, the movement is strong.
Had to be a caddy or something. It wouldn't have been one of the members.
No, the movement is out of control strong. There was a little youth league parade around the field at Busch Stadium yesterday. A bunch of kids getting on the field and wearing their team jerseys. It was a wonderful family-type moment. And I'm getting ready to do the pregame, so as you know, Tim, I go over my notes and I'm locked in because there's going to be 12 to 14 people watching. All right? I'm not
trying to brag. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a little...
And as I'm getting ready, one of the parents hands me a note, and I thought maybe a shout out to the team or whatever. Nope, it just said free dotum.
Mm. Wow, wow.
And these are the parents raising our children.
Yes.
God bless them. God bless them all, everyone.
I think it's appropriate to send in vile, sexually harassment.
It just said free dotum. I think it's really, I don't know if we've ever discussed it. It's not so much the crimes committed, because there were some liberties taken by Deke Dotum. I think it's the spirit of redemption.
Amen. Amen.
Suffering.
Well, last night, following the round, and Mike Caruso, and you know him, he's this generous executive.
I saw him yesterday.
Oh, did you really? Down at the Winter Classic press conference?
You know what? Can I also add this? He's not only a generous executive, he's a helpful executive.
Is he?
What?
He is a helpful executive.
What did he help you with?
When we had to do one-on-one interviews for the live telecast of their news conference announcing all the details of Winter Classic, he was helping organize who goes where and who talks to who.
All right.
Now, for some reason, I thought Caruso said I was going to shoot a 92. I don't know where I got that, because now I'm looking at the text exchange, and he said, AGC, too narrow for you, it's Algonquin, over all in, because I think Dan said 86 is the target.
And what did you shoot?
I shot an 88, and I played terribly.
88's fine.
But I hit one fairway with my driver. It's the last time I'll ever use that driver. 2003 driver, Doug. But I didn't hit a fairway until number 18, so I didn't play well.
You got a brand new driver. This thing, it's about four yards around circumference.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Like Tim can't Fred even Flintstone lift it himself.
I can't. My dad swings it for me.
Does he? And you just play it wherever he hits it.
Right.
Yeah, that helps a game.
Yeah.
So you had to do a lot of scrambling. You had to do a lot of shot
I didn't play
making.
Well. I almost was embarrassed by how poorly I played. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess the guys I was with, they didn't really care.
Well, it's also there's an element of just having fun.
Sure, that's like what I enjoy. And it was a great day. And that Algonquin's, obviously, it's a beautiful, beautiful course, great club. And so we were having dinner, Anna Marie and I.
Where?
At Algonquin.
All right.
Went home, freshened up. And I can freshen up quick, fast, and hurry because you know what? I ain't got no lid, man.
Right.
Women can't freshen up quickly.
Why don't you take a shower right there at the club?
Because I wanted to be a gentleman and pick up Anna Marie.
Oh.
So I go back home, and we don't live very far from there. We come back, and we have dinner, and it's Eric Stisser, who you'll see works for the Blues, and he...
Nice guy.
You know Stisser?
Yeah.
Great guy. And I didn't know if he wanted to be associated with me because I'm a pervert, okay?
Well, you are, but you're also a broadcast hero.
Yeah. So we have dinner with Eric and another fine gentleman. I don't know if he wants to be... Either way, but he's a great guy by the name of Bill, loyal listener. And their wives, and we're talking, and we're up there until around 11 o'clock last night, which is super late for me during the week. And one of their wives asks, well, what's this free dotum thing? Mm-hmm. And how do you, first off, you don't want to explain it
no,
to people
don't.
Who have no idea what it is. And secondly, how do you explain it? We need to have some kind of way that's concise to explain it mm-hmm. and perhaps say that it's just a gentleman who's a warrior for social justice who's been imprisoned in Thailand or something, and that's who he is, and it's really our cause. Because explaining the truth, especially to people who are completely unfamiliar with the show, it doesn't really go well.
I've done it, honestly, maybe 150 times. So I'll give you how you should do it. And by the way, people that don't listen to the show, I call them non-believers now.
Oh, good for you!
Right? Okay. Believers are the people that are on board with the show. So I go, it's something really stupid for the radio show, kind of meaningless. Usually, I would say 30 to 40%, that'll wrap her up because they're not really that interested. And if they go, yeah, but where did it start? What is it all about? I say... We get text messages during the show, and one guy was very vile. He would send in inappropriate comments, and he was suspended. But he's done some good work, so people wanted him to be.
He hasn't done good work.
Well, let me just say, and then by the time I get through the explanation, we're all bored with it, and it ends. I say he's done some good.
Seems like a lot of work.
He's done some good works, and some people want him to have his suspension. And by the time I get to suspension lifted, which is the end of it, they're already looking away or, you know.
What good works has he done?
Well, the stadium thing.
What?
Oh, my goodness. I told you about this. He was working behind the scenes doing all the number crunching and stuff for Peacock and company.
Baloney.
Yeah.
If you look at the numbers, yeah.
I don't think so.
There was a big article
about
it.
He had a bucket hat of French fries at the wiffle ball tournament. That should be enough.
That's not enough.
Well, we were. So yeah, that was. I don't know how we need to have maybe Buck Swope because you like him the most, Doug.
He's almost as vile as Deke.
Can come up with a two sentence explanation for what free dotum is.
Put it on a card that
right,
we can just hand
so
it
that
out.
When I explain it, and then they ask, well, because the two gentlemen, Stisser and Bill, they listen to the show, and then the wives say, oh. We'll listen. I said, no, I got to wave
please
you off.
Please don't.
Wave you off.
No, don't go there.
It's kind of like when my grandmother, may God rest her soul, Dorothy Kennedy McKernan, was in a nursing home, and she was in her 90s, and she loved watching me on TV, because TV Tim was not necessarily real Tim.
And dashing.
And I was dashing, and I've fallen apart on recent years. Mm-hmm. But I would be, read off the prompter, ha-ha, wonderful local TV jokes. And then I'd come in here, and I'd be myself as a pervert boy, and I like pervert boys.
And she would yell at the radio, talk sports.
No, she probably would. She probably told me to sit in the corner and drink and bang. But so she wanted my dad to get her a radio so she could listen to the show.
Oh, gosh.
And so my dad just said something that probably was true, which is, you can't pick up the signal out here.
Nice.
Yeah. So we were able to get away from it there. Here, now you can pick it up because a lot of people stream, and that's the move for the younger part of the audience. And so I said, well, maybe I can listen with my daughter. And I'm like, oh, God.
No.
No, we probably don't listen. No, I'm on 101. My name's Bernie. Mm-hmm. That's what I should have said. So the free dotum thing, Buck Swope, I need him to come up with a concise two-sentence explanation, because when I think about it, especially now that these billboards, Doug, there's a billboard now at Manchester and Weidman. That's kind of getting into the, it's one thing if it's hanging out at I-55 in Bayless.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're at Manchester and Weidman.
Hmm. Central Corridor.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we don't need that.
Yeah. So we need a two-sentence explanation for what free dotum is, and maybe
print it on a card.
Yeah, so I can
Like when Stan was around, people would ask him for an autograph. He had them all ready to go.
Sure.
Much easier for him. That would be a smart policy.
I've had to explain it to more than one person, and when I'm done, they give me just kind of a blank look, and they say, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and then they turn and rear and walk away disgustedly.
I said, I'm not going to bore you with it, plus I don't even know how to explain it, and then Anna Marie goes, well, I can explain it. I go, oh, God, no. Mm.
I've been asked literally over 100 times about it.
Well, that's why we need Buck Swope. And you say he's a shutter spook?
I've referred to him in the past.
And then meantime, we have
a lot of pictures. Kind of spooky.
We have Dan McLaughlin, who
he's passionate about the cause.
One of the best play-by-play guys in Major League Baseball, claiming that he started the free dotum movement.
I think there's a chance that he did, though. I have to allocate some portion of probability to Dan McLaughlin being responsible.
From calling in the show to say?
I don't know how it started, but I think he may have been responsible.
Well, I would have thought more of him. I didn't think that was something that he would necessarily crawl down to the sewer to get involved with.
No, it's not about that. It's about
redemption.
Dan is all about second chances and redemption.
Yep, redemption.
He's a great American. You know him.
Shawshank Redemption.
You know him. He's a great American.
Well, why pick this cause rather than someone who's in prison?
Well, he also does a lot of charity work, and he's involved with a lot of causes. No, Dan McLaughlin. But I think when Dan, he's the kind of guy, when he sees a wrong, he wants to try to help right it, because it's every responsibility of every citizen to try to do the right thing.
Amen.
Well, how many billboards are there now?
I'm going to start pretending like you're ringing
it. Nobody will know.
There's not going to be any more billboards, are there?
Yes.
Ryan Kelly says he's just beginning.
Oh, no. No, well, he shan't be freed. He shan't be.
Do you understand marketing? Ryan Kelly, who does a lot of advertising and has built a wonderful business, rightfully so, he does a great job. But he sees the value in associating himself with this show, and part of that is getting involved in some of the day-to-day causes, and one of them is free dotum.
Amen.
Well, it's unfortunate. Heck of a mortgage broker.
Well, now, Doug, dotum is a Chi-Town resident, Chi-Town stand-up.
Yeah.
And the cat's going up there, I would imagine. What are you going out after the game tonight?
That's correct, Tim.
Yeah, with the Cardinals. Charlie's going up there because the Two Fox is carrying Bears games this year. And I was going to go up there just for the weekend to have some booze and kind of see what the word is. That's what I do.
See what the word
is. What do you think the word is?
Scat play?
Welcome back.
That's not the word, buddy. Oh.
That might be incorrect just because it could be two words. But the plow hawk
the
will
word's
look that
gonna
up.
Be like wild card.
Whoa, we got
a heck of a wild card chase, fellas.
If Paul Reiser
can make the list of top five countries and anything goes.
Amen. That's my credo. Penny saved, penny earned. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. And so a bar that a lot of St. Louisans patronize, a lot of Missouri graduates, and I'm jealous they have the final 8 hours. I don't go to in Lincoln Park is called Sedgwick's. And I've had a scotch there, too, and fired on some dames.
Mm-hmm.
And Sedgwick's has already offered up to buy a live remote of this award-winning presentation Friday morning. And that would be great for you.
Sure.
Because
I get the day off.
Yes.
Follow that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Here's the cat thing. And I, along with the wonderful Charles Leonard,
mm-hmm.
would do the show from Sedgwick's. However,
no.
we can't get somebody to engineer the broadcast. And Seamaster, I gotta get you on the air, and I hate to do that because the Seamaster has taken essentially a vow of silence. But this gets into the engineering realm of the business, and I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, the Seamaster. Booked SC Cup, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Derek Gould, 8 o'clock.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello again, everybody.
Hello. I am sorry to report that so far our efforts to enlist somebody to run the broadcast have fallen short thus far.
I'll be honest, I'm disappointed. Now, Doug, here's the point. You know I hang out with a lot of remote engineers in my
free time.
Yes, you
do. I noticed that.
It's just my crowd. And they were saying, yeah, it's tough to do a remote in Chicago, period. And this Sedgwick's a great place, but they've had disastrous remotes in the mornings.
No.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I don't want to get up early. I'm just reporting the facts. And again, it's from remote engineers who know this.
How hard is it? You plug in a few mics, you hit a few levers, and you're on the air.
Barnhart Brawler just texted that he'll engineer it for us. And now you're sideways with Barnhart Brawler, but if Barnhart Brawler did that, you would have the day off.
He's gonna fly up there to Chicago just to do that.
I had a number of people offer, including my wife.
Does she know how to do it?
I'm told it's not that difficult, but I don't know how the hell to do this stuff.
Yeah, you can't get a remote out of Chicago.
Yes, you can.
No, I mean, it's Sedgwick's.
We've done it before.
No,
we haven't.
You know, we have dueling interests here.
Yeah.
Doug wants the morning off. I want the morning off. So we're both trying to make a case so that
And I want the money, as always.
Yeah, it seems like the money would be the important thing here. Not that I want the day off. I just had a couple of days off. I'd love to come in and work some more.
Send me up there, Timmy. I'll learn on the fly.
There you go. Nice.
You know what, Doug? Why don't you pay Tim for the remote money, and then we'll call it.
Miles, he just stepped up.
Yeah, but
I don't know what to. I really don't.
And
we called all kinds. I had like six engineers yesterday, and this time it actually really is six. And haven't been able to get it taken care of. So I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I really would like to do it, too, because there are a large number of listeners in Chicago, and they want us to do the show from there, including Dotem, and he would be right there on the presentation. How about that?
Plus,
there are a few bachelor parties that are going up there for the weekend for the Cardinals and Cubs.
Yeah.
It'd be one of people would be boozing.
Why don't you just get this gear right now, plug everything in the way it's supposed to be plugged in, so all you have to do is plug in the cord in the socket when you get there.
Yeah.
Everything's all set up.
Yeah,
cords are dangling.
Yeah, but it's hard to get
it can't be
a
much
phone
different.
Line or a B signal just based on the schematics of this restaurant.
I wouldn't worry
bar.
So much about schematics.
Sedgwick's is known for having poor schematics.
They aren't.
Setting up remotes must be incredibly complicated. Didn't you send Prod Joe down to Jupiter a month early to set up the spring training remote?
We did.
Deke Dotem texting in. Let Deke engineer the broadcast. I'm an engineer or types, although not as talented enough to be an AM radio engineer.
Just hook everything up. Hook it up. Take it. Put it in the car just like that. And then when you get there, all you got to do is plug it into the wall.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about because there's adapters, there's translators, there's all kinds of other pieces of equipment that might work here, but not in Chicago.
I don't buy that.
Not in Chicago.
Guys, I'll come hang out with you during the rain delay Friday. I'll need something to do. Hashtag Lemming Watch Party 2016. Mm. That's another thing. I see it's supposed to storm like the Dickens on Friday. That's a bad beat.
All the more reason for you fellas to do the show up there. You need to kill some time.
I can't handle another one of those.
Especially a day game one.
You know, the last
sitting
time if we were in New York, there was a monstrous storm. And I was getting ready to do pregame, and I said earlier in the day to the camera guy, hey, if it's raining, are we doing it in the dugout? Are you still going to man that camera? Yeah, no problem. And then so it starts raining, and I got the I text the producer, hey, no one's down here. We go on at 6:30 or whatever the time is, and it's like 6:24. There's no one.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to run somewhere else? No, they'll be there. And then the same guy who told me, oh, yeah, no problem, comes down with this giant rain suit, and he is MFing me all over the place like it's my fault, like I had done something wrong. You know what? New York values, Doug.
Yeah. Wasn't that why he's being paid to be there to run that camera?
I just asked him, are we still doing in the dugout? Is that cool? Oh, yeah, no problem. And then it was raining, and that's what we decided to do, and he was angry at me.
Sure, because he thinks he's paid just because he's a good guy. Not because he should have to work or do anything when he's there, but just because he's him.
Maybe because he was raised in a warm weather climate or something.
It could be.
Guys, I'll engineer Doug's ass. Thanks, Phil the Peacock. Ooh. It's P-H-Y-L.
Well, I'm glad you spelled it out, Tim, because his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. P-H-Y-L.
Yeah, it's Phil the Peacock.
The Peacock has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the handsome leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension logue. You're wondering what's the special today. Well, Welsh rarebit, grilled sourdough bread with Guinness cheddar cheese sauce topped with chopped tomatoes, bacon bits, and fried onions. If you go in there to one of the six locations at Llewellyn's and you order that special, your name goes into the hopper, and you might be able to go with us on the spring training trip next February. Yes, questions?
Also, if you're really vile and send in a text, you can also get registered, correct?
True. It's kind of a backdoor entry, which is what we're all seeking, isn't it?
No, it isn't. I usually don't bring that up. If you get suspended, your name also goes in the hopper. I don't think that's necessarily fair the way it should be run.
But it is what it is.
But apparently that's the case.
Well, good for you.
It's disappointing.
Guys, please do the show there on Friday. I'm an avid listener, and my apartment is about a par 5 from Sedgwick's. Doug, do you like that to describe your apartment as a par 5? So, what, about 480 to 600 yards?
Look, I've done these remotes, and I mean, it might seem like you just plug in the phone line, and there's a lot more to it.
It isn't. We do them all the time.
Not from Chicago, you don't. And then there's, then you got the union rules.
We're not union here.
No, but Chicago's a union town, see?
I do worry about your safety while you're up there. There's a lot of lead in the air in Chicago. 2,500 people shot in Chicago already this year.
Not at Sedgwick's, though.
2,500
people. I think that's a safe zone. But it's just hard to get a remote out of there. Hard.
It's not hard. It's a piece of cake.
So, Seamaster, at this point, what would you put the probability of this Ryan Kelly Morning After broadcast tandem being set up at Sedgwick's for a live remote on Friday at 7 a.m.?
I'd have to say not good, just because I don't know who we would. It wouldn't be that difficult if, we had somebody check it out.
Hayes is trying to give you money.
Wow.
He's got a double sawbuck in his hand, and he's trying to tell you to say that this is an impossibility.
It's not true.
Well, I don't know that it's impossible, but, we don't want to take the chance that something would go terribly awry.
Amen.
And the show doesn't get on the air.
Something always goes terribly awry. So, that shouldn't stop us.
Yeah, we could do a remote from the Phillips 66 across the street.
It wouldn't
be
as difficult, like, if, somehow, I had the ability to scout in advance and give somebody directions. But,
yeah,
like,
without
we have
a
no
scouting.
Directions.
Yeah, well, you can't do it.
We have
not
no
in
idea.
This business.
Google Map.
Well, we have no idea what we're walking into as far as.
It's a bar. I've been there, baby.
Yeah, and schematics.
Oh, for heavens. Can't you just plug everything in now? Let the microphones and everything just dangle from this box?
Well,
and they get there and they just plug it into the wall.
Tim, I have a solution.
Oh, what do you have?
Since this looks like it's, as much as we want to do it, a non-starter, I suggest Doug in the studio by himself for 3 hours. What say you?
I'm coming down with laryngitis. I'm not speaking. I'm feeling
Have your sons in with you. Make it a family jubilee.
Now, if I go to Chicago, and that's 50-50 at this point, the cat's 100% to go, Charlie's 100% to go, and we can't do the remote at Sedgwick's, who is doing this show on Friday?
I actually have addressed that. The wonderful gentlemen from We Are Live have said that they would be happy to do the show with Doug if need be.
Wow, how about that, Doug? Chris and Travis.
Well, that'd be fine.
So your day off is no longer in play.
It seems like maybe it'd be a wonderful day to have a best of. Or just do whatever we can to get that live. I mean, are we going to go where the action is in Chicago, or are we going to stay here where the action is not? I'm a journalist at heart. I think we all know that.
I don't.
I would want to go where the bullets are flying. I would want to go up there. In the shadow of Wrigley Field itself.
But on the other hand, it's a great opportunity for the guys from We Are Live, the show that's really got a lot of traction. A lot of people say the second most popular show on the entire station. A lot of people are saying that.
They're doing well already. They've got a show every day.
The writer's block.
I mean, tied with the writer's block is what I meant. And Doug, what an opportunity for you to latch your wagon to a show that has promise and a future.
I've done shows with these fellas in the past. Absolutely, I have.
And you're eager to do it on Friday.
It'd be fine if we have to, but I just think, you know, for the I'm not thinking about me. Let's get this straight. This is not about me and my
kid. I know that.
Oh, gosh, no.
Now, Iggy's texting, and he's got a couple ideas. He says maybe Jim Jackson will set it up before heading to Wrigley.
That'd be nice.
Jim Jackson, who's been setting up Cardinal broadcasts for KMOX for a good long time.
A wonderful man.
And a gentleman, as I hear tell. That's Iggy's suggestion, or he says you could borrow one of the Fox Sports Midwest guys. It'll only take about 10 minutes to set it up. You think one of the Fox Sports Midwest guys would accommodate that?
Sure. Well, except for the fact that we use a Chicago-based crew.
Iggy would set it up. Let Iggy go up there with you. He can bunk with you.
I could see me broaching it with Jim Jackson. Hey, Jim, you know that radio show I do in St. Louis? Not familiar.
Right.
We want to do a remote at Sedgwick's, and we could use a little help. Yeah, I'm not familiar with your show. I don't think it's going to work out. Matt Holliday loves the show, though.
A lot of people are asking about Roderick. He has historically gone up to Chicago for Cardinals and Cubs series, but I believe this time he is staying in St. Louis proper.
I believe he is at Basso's on Friday, so he already has a remote of his own.
What if we tell him there's free lasagna or something?
Yeah,
he'll be there.
Does it take a master's degree in engineering to learn where to plug the microphones?
Doug, it's not the microphones. It's establishing a solid connection to the station.
How long does that take?
Yes.
Is that something others can't learn?
If everything goes right, not that long. But if there are issues...
How long would it take you to teach one of
Doug,
these other fellows?
Excuse me. You just sit there and look pretty and let the guys who do the work worry about solid connection.
I'm advocating for the listeners. How long would it take, Seymour, to teach one of these other fellows how to do as much?
Months.
Well, if the issue is if something goes wrong, it's not always just a checklist you run down. It takes
someone tripped over a cord.
Thinking on the fly.
Do you know that it would take someone longer to learn how to plug a phone line in than to become a computer programmer? That's a fact.
I don't know that it is at all.
It's true, if you look it up. Tim, have you called a few Chicago landscaping companies? I'm sure you could find a sports talk radio producer or two there. While the Whisker Biscuit just shipped the text of the day. That's a pair of passes to Werrenberg Theater. Derek Gould, 8 o'clock. SE Cup, 9 o'clock. There's your Tease Farms Captain's Log. Tease Farms, the official Captain's Log sponsor on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. In addition to being the official shrub of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And just a brief aside, Keisha Gray trimmed hers last week and then tweeted out the next day, and I thought this was intriguing, and it hasn't gotten enough coverage yet. She wishes she hadn't. 314.
What about Aaron Gray? Any news on her?
Who played Ricky Schroeder's mom in Silver Spoons?
Yes.
What's the latest on her?
I remember Aaron Gray. I forget what she was in, though.
I needed to tell you
Silver Spoons, baby. And they had the train going through the living room.
Okay.
I got a memo from Fox Sports Midwest. And you should know about it.
Okay.
And it says hashtag rights holder instructions. So anytime we are going to discuss the Cardinal game from last night, Tim, I am instructed to say Alex Reyes, what a major league debut. Wow. So anytime it's brought up that the Cardinals did not, in fact, soar.
Right.
Like, go ahead and broach.
They made a couple more errors that really hurt him.
Alex Reyes, did you see that guy?
Oh. Well, they struck out nine times against
a couple of knee-buckling curveballs and then a 101-mile-an-hour heater. Thank you.
Hamilton stole three bases.
Didn't see it.
Okay. This has been a tough stretch, though, against the Reds.
You play the Braves and the Reds, you just do the best you can and hope you come out alive. That's what you do.
Doug, the Cardinals' loss last night and the Marlins' win against the Giants moves the Cardinals now a game back of Miami for the second wild card spot. For the record, the Dodgers are red hot, and they are actually tied with the Giants atop the National League West. So you might have to monitor the Giants as well. And the hard-charging Colorado Rockies have fallen on hard times.
Am I being overly cynical to have watched Reyes last night and wondered why that wasn't here a month ago? I mean, could they not have used that about a month ago when they were giving away games?
I get that people, but, you know, the Cardinals and other things than, you know, one outing from a young pitcher. They don't want, yeah, they know that they have something with this guy. They were concerned about other things, including him coming up and throwing a lot of pitches, which is what, you know, his ERA was, what, in the minors? Over four. I mean, there were some bumps. He had a great outing the other night, and he seems to be improving. But they were looking at other things, including the pitch count just mounting on a lot of these starts, and they wanted him to work on some things so they felt like he was more ready to go out of the box when he got up here. So, I mean, I get it. He looked great.
That was their thing. His ERA was over five the last time I saw, and he was having trouble getting more than five innings.
So maybe
when you're in the thick of a pennant race, this was a guy you needed to say, well, you know what, we'll work on starting next year. Right now we got a chance to get in the playoffs, and we got a guy throwing 100 miles an hour, and we got a bullpen that's got an issue. That's what I would have thought that they would have done a month ago.
They wanted to make sure he was ready to have success in his major league debut. I think they felt like he wasn't quite ready. But obviously, and then, you know, in terms of a starter, they're going to go with Weaver on Saturday. And my guess is that we're not going to see Reyes pitch a lot so that he can be ready to jump in and take over for Weaver, because that's a very tough assignment for a guy who's had one AAA start. Now you're facing the Cubs at Wrigley on Saturday.
Yeah.
So you better have someone ready just in case.
Yeah. I would hope that they would just leave Reyes there in the bullpen, nail down some of these wins with that heat, and not put him in a starting role. I mean, Weaver had much better numbers in the minors than Reyes.
And he throws strikes. I mean, that's the compelling thing, according to John Mozeliak. But I agree with him. I think we will see Reyes. They'll you know, kind of ease him into it like they did last night, and hopefully he's as good as he looked last night.
How snug is your rights holder's hat, Kat? That comes from Dame Judi Dench.
What was that name again? She's new.
Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench. All right.
No, but I mean, I get the question, but one outing, let's see. You know, I don't jump to a conclusion that this guy is ready to go and is great and that's it. You know, I understand why they were waiting for what they thought was the right time. And if that means I have a snugly fit rights holder cap, so be it.
That's one of the more eye-opening debuts we've seen from a rookie pitcher in a while.
I agree with that.
When you come in throwing 100 miles an hour out of the bullpen and the hitters look overmatched.
Well, after curveballs, those were things of beauty. You weren't going to hit those, and then he goes 101.
The National League Central, by the way, is starting to take on shape of the 1986 National League East when the New York Mets just ran away and hid from everybody a long time ago, 30 years ago. But it is now a 12-game gap between the first-place Cubs and second-place Cardinals.
What was the – they got to what, six and a half?
They were they could have gotten down to 5.5 had they beaten the Marlins the night Jaime Garcia started on short rest, because the Cubs had lost earlier in the day, I believe, to the Mariners. Cubs. They're also making a charge, by the way. They won five in a row, and they're only 2.5 back in the American League wild card.
And once again with this Cardinal team, they get a win a couple of nights ago that they probably shouldn't have gotten. And you think, okay, this is where they make some hay. And every time you think that they're going to go on a run, it doesn't happen, which is disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Reyes last night? I don't know if we talked
okay.
about that.
Reyes was fantastic. I just kind of wish we'd seen it earlier.
Guys, remember when Prod Joe plowed over that fat girl at home plate? Thanks.
Yeah, no.
Sir Ian McKellen's thirst for boy juice.
I thought that was like at second base, breaking up
the
double
play. You're right.
I think
it's like, and then her boyfriend called in and chastised producer Joe on the air for his base.
I don't think she was stockily built either. I think she was just a frail little thing. A gymnast, as far as I remember. But she was in the way, so she had to be removed. That was his credo.
Well, Joe's a fiery competitor.
Yes, he is.
But not fiery enough to get by Timberfake.
Oh, come on, dear.
Wow.
Man.
It's been 4 years and it still smacks.
Yeah. At least he put himself there in the ring.
God bless him.
You and I wouldn't have done that.
And he got in really good shape. And like every time a media guy tries his hand at boxing, the trainer said, no, this guy could be a really good boxer.
that's the thing about boxing or wrestling or one of those sports is when you lose, you just feel so bad, I'm sure. It's not like, well, you know, I just didn't get a call, and boy, if that ball had just stayed fair, it would have been a different game. Or you just lost to another guy. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's hard to
so
get
to put yourself out there like that, like he did, it's worth a tip of the cap.
No, I agree. I love him. I was just making a little joke. Right. I mean, I gave him a spirit win that night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, Doug. Guys, it's fun when the cat mocks the rights holder angle and then 30 seconds later goes into full rights holder mode to fend off any organizational criticism. Thanks, Justin in Columbia, who usually focuses his attacks behind the glass.
No, ERA of 5, a AAA, of course he should have been up. What are we? I don't get it.
I don't think he should have been up as a starter. I thought they should have done with him what they did to Wainwright in 06. If you got a guy who is not performing well as a starter, but clearly has a lot of talent, and in short bursts, he's unhittable.
I think that's the plan, but they wanted him to get some innings so he could learn to pitch. He was working on some things.
Your thoughts are welcome by texting in 314-880-0808. You can also call in the Appliance Discounters phone lines, the Appliance Discounters, the phone line sponsors on this show, and when I was playing golf with the listeners on Sunday, Doug. And I think that's something you ought to do. Put yourself out there and go out into a field with our listeners and return in 4 hours.
I have to go into a field?
That's right, field of play.
I don't think
so. We were talking about the Appliance Discounters. At the Appliance Discounters, their motto is our savings or your savings because they buy in bulk at the lowest price and pass the savings to you. They recently bought loads of Frigidaire Professional Series products at huge savings. So the prices for Frigidaire Professional Appliances at Appliance Discounters are so low right now that they can't even be advertised. Plus, you can receive an additional cash rebate up to $500 on select professional Frigidaire Professional Appliance Pack. Just check out the look of this line at any of their 6 showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com. They have 6 area locations, 5 in Missouri, 1 in Illinois, in Fairview Heights. It's the Appliance Discounters, our phone line sponsors. You're welcome to call in on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. It's where Derek Gould will appear at 8 o'clock in about 9 minutes as we get ready to get his opinion, not only on the Cardinals' mess of a run here against the Reds and Braves, but also on Reyes, Weaver, and the future of Michael Wacha. That is something that is now being discussed as the shoulder issue rears its ugly head once again. On Monday, we'll be broadcasting. Here's one place I know where we will be broadcasting from.
Where is that?
And that's the Jack Buck Classic at St. Albans.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? The 47th Jack Buck Classic is at St. Albans on Monday. And we will be out there. I would imagine a number of our listeners are members there as well.
Probably none.
What?
I wouldn't think there's any. That's a ritzy club out that way. That's like a PGA quality course.
That's a ritzy club out that way.
Yeah, have you ever been out that way?
Oh.
Big million-dollar homes out that way.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Why don't you go into the back entrance, if you don't mind?
Wow.
Why, because of my religious persuasion?
Wow.
Just because of your
life. You and your Trump boys.
You and your Trump boys. Attention golfers. Doug, this is you now. You went out and fired a 45. You feel like your game's moving in the right direction.
Well, it is, just because I can play.
Yeah,
I guess that's the right direction.
It is not too late to register your team for the 47th Annual Jack Buck Golf Classic presented by Vogel Heating and Cooling. On Monday, August 15th, to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the classic takes place at the award-winning St. Albans Country Club, and golfers enjoy a round of golf, breakfast, lunch, and a welcome bag with proceeds benefiting the foundation. Today, there is real hope that an actual cure is possible, and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is leading the charge, but they need your help. Please visit gateway.cff.org to register your team and help make a difference. That's gateway.cff.org. The Ryan Kelly Morning After will be on-site broadcasting live this Monday at St. Albans. We're just kind of doing a tour of country clubs. The country clubs want us there.
Yeah. Oh, I would think.
Well, we're blue bloods.
Right.
Yeah. Helps with their recruiting drives, no doubt.
Absolutely.
You won't believe who just sat right there and did a radio show. Really? Sign me up.
Yep. Yeah, I would imagine that we'll be doing a tour. Belrive, St. Louis, Old Warsaw.
There's not a chance in hell. Not a chance.
Now that we know that there's a listener there.
Well, Old Warsaw wants us.
I get that sense. Yeah.
But there's some problems with schematics. We're getting a remote out that they're working out. They're going to build a little studio for us as a way to woo us.
There's a special assessment, and the members are thrilled.
They said when you go to 590, you can use our facility as your studio, if that helps.
Because
I've been in contact with them, Doug. They want this show.
All right. I haven't been to Old Warsaw in years.
Their wait staff in the dining hall all have, it's embroidered into their uniforms, free dotum.
It isn't, because Greg Vaughn works at Old Warsaw. He's a lifeguard there, and he has a shirt. It does not say free dotum.
Yeah, but he doesn't work in the dining hall. You got to listen.
He does not work in the dining
hall. Yeah.
He's been to the dining hall many times. He would have brought that up.
Maybe he just forgot. You and he have grown a little distant lately.
We haven't grown distant.
Seamaster, can you call Augusta National and see if they'll let us do a remote from Butler's Cabin? Doug, would you enjoy that?
Race Creek. Oh, and there's the Eisenhower Oak. No, I wouldn't enjoy that.
You wouldn't enjoy it?
No, I can't talk that way.
We would have to whisper
about
the entire
broadcast. Tradition. Oh, the history. There's where Sarazen took a 4. Okay. Really not? Is that really that traditional? Is that historic?
That was a hell of a par.
The Hague had a 5. He parred it with a fabulous golf shot.
I remember that.
Stop it.
And I like when they call it a golf shot.
I don't. What other kind of shot is it?
Buckshot?
It's a heck of a golf shot.
Buckswope.
Stop talking that way.
Does your son enjoy lifeguarding at Old Warson?
I think he does.
You haven't talked to him in a while. That's why you don't know about the free dinner.
Not a lot to it. There's not a lot to discuss.
Well, you're sitting over dinner.
He sits there, he watches the kids, and when it's over...
Dad, can you pass the egg salad? I tell you what, I'm really enjoying work today. Don't you have discussions like that?
Well, usually you say, so how did work go? Fine. Listen, I got to be cutting out of here. Would you look at the time? It's 9 o'clock. I got to get rolling. Yeah, they don't spend a whole lot of time at home.
So they could be wearing free dotum in the dining
hall. No, he would have brought it up.
Now somebody else has just sent in a picture of my welcome card at Algonquin yesterday, which means this person's on the inside. He says, Tim, I can't tell you the pride I felt when I took this photo that comes from the mayor of the Frontenac Trailer Park.
There is one out there, isn't there?
Well, this is the mayor.
Now, is that Ledoux or Frontenac? It's right there off Highway 40, isn't
it? I think that's probably Frontenac.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I live around
there. You might be surprised to hear they try to cover it.
Yeah, there's just like 3 or 4 trailers right there on the highway, and they can't get rid of it.
I've never seen that. Yeah, I've heard you guys
discuss
it.
It's 40 and Spady, just a little west, southwest.
That's where I get off to when I go home, right off 40, right there.
See, they can stop by, see what the word is. We just talked to the mayor right there.
Mm-hmm.
So at Algonquin, is every guest getting a placard put up, or
yes,
is it just broadcast here?
But only one had free dotum.
But that's
what,
so like a member.
Well, I didn't know that.
A member says, hey, I'm bringing someone to golf, and then the protocol is they, give you a locker and put your name on it and everything?
Wow. I guess so.
It's not special because you're a media guy and
right,
well-known and beloved.
Because I'm
the
big wheel in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then does Stisser buy you the dinner and everything like that?
We had a great dinner. And
does he pick up the check?
He did. He was so kind. We enjoyed the hell out of it.
So we're going
to be out until 11 o'clock plus on a weeknight. When I got up at 2 in the morning yesterday, the little wizard's room struck again, Doug. I'm
well,
then
go
problem.
Back to sleep.
I couldn't fall back asleep, baby, so I just went and worked out.
Restless leg syndrome?
Oh, my mind's just always going.
He's got a lot on his plate.
I think I forgot to take my pills. I'm on so many damn meds.
Well, drop them all.
No, I needed it.
No, you don't need any of the pills.
I've been taking it for 8 years. It's wonderful.
So you can fall asleep?
Yeah.
Throw them away.
And then I cut up some Adderall and snort it right before the show. There's a little powder right here.
Do you think
if
I saw Stisser, you know, you talk to people and they work on their golf shots. So how's that report going? And they do that little golf swing.
Yeah.
If I just go to him and start doing the golf swing, kind of begging for an invite. I heard Tim had a great day at the old golf.
He played very well.
He might invite me, and I could get a little clacker.
Yeah, the guys I was playing, they were so damn good. I was like, oh, this is awful. I need to go over to Ruth Park and tighten up my game with a fivesome.
Lessons really help.
Well, I hadn't played for a decade, so there is some perspective.
I'm
enjoying it. It was cool. Those are the great guys, and the club's phenomenal.
Here's what I do. I never golf, but when I do and I hit a bad shot, which is like the first shot or every shot, I take a club and I throw it, and I go, who put the grips on this? And I throw it.
That's
a good play.
I respect that.
And it goes swirling through the court.
Yeah.
And they go, that's
this
nice
guy,
sound effect.
This guy must be a good player. Bad grips.
He's
bad
used
grips,
to hitting them really well. Yeah.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, Derek Gould joins us. I'm imagining he'll have all kinds of thoughts, because not only did you have a debacle of a game, which could have impact on what we're looking at for the Cardinals' wild card chances, but really from a bigger picture perspective, there are three main issues to discuss, and they're all significant, with Michael Wacha's injury, with Reyes' debut, and Weaver getting the ball on Saturday at Wrigley. And the impact of all of these moves and what it could mean. That's coming up next. Derek Gould with our Hot Shots Cardinal Report is next. SE Cup is going to be with us at 9 o'clock on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.